It's time once again this month to catch up with the president of Black Hills State University over in Spearfish. Lori Nichols joins us once again this fall semester. And thanks a lot, Lori, for the time.
You're welcome.
And we got a few things to cover. We're going to talk about a couple grants that BHSU has received this year, as well as some music and BHSU preview days. First of all, let's go back and put the finishing touches on Swarm Days that was held earlier this month. And it looked like quite a bit of activities were happening there during Swarm Days. How did everything go?
You know, it went so well. It was really, truly a wonderful Swarm Week. Our theme was in space. So it was sort of an outer space theme, which was a lot of fun. The students got very into it. On Thursday night, we had coronation. We crowned seniors Rylan Bruns from Mitchell and Molly Amon from Parker, Colorado as our king and queen. And they were able to have the bonfire afterwards. And that always kind of is one of the first, what I call very official kickoffs of homecoming. And they did it well this year. On Friday, we had our alumni awards luncheon, and we named five individuals as distinguished alumni award recipients. Some people in town will recognize the name Daryl Johnson, a local businessman here. He's a 68 grad, and he received the Excellence in Education Award. Deborah Snook, who is from Philip, received the Special Achievement Award for Education. She's a 95 grad. And Dr. Krista Highland received the a special achievement award as well. And then the Young Alumni Achievement Award went to Randall Hill. He's a 2013 graduate. And then finally, we give a special service award each year. And this year it went to our former BHSU Director of Choral Activities, Steve Parker, who many people will recognize that name as well. So five great people, really a wonderful luncheon. And then Friday night, we concluded with the Athletic Hall of Fame ceremony. We inducted seven individuals and two teams into our Hall of Fame. I'm not going to go through all the names, but I will tell you that the two teams were the 2007 men's cross country and the 2008-2009 men's basketball team. So a lot of fun recognizing alums and welcoming them back, and we had quite a few that did return. We had a great parade on Saturday morning, and then our football game kickoff was at 1, and we had a victory over New Mexico Highlands. So wrapped up the weekend well, and we had beautiful weather to boot, so it was a great, great week for us.
And that was BHSU's homecoming. We call it Swarm Days, and wrapping everything up with that busy week. Now let's talk about the BHSU grant that you received from the Mellon Foundation. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we were really delighted about 2 weeks ago to receive word from the Mellon Foundation that we were getting awarded a $660,000 grant. It's over 3 years, so we've got 3 years to spend that. But the focus of the grant is to expand our curriculum and our coursework, as well as our instructional staff in the American Indian Studies program. We are pretty bare bones there. We have a director of our center, and we have one faculty member right now. So our teaching is limited, and this will allow us to really double, triple what we're able to do there. So we're very excited about that. And then there is a multi-institutional component to it, where we will also share our American Indian Studies courses, and particularly Lakota language courses, across the other BOR schools. So this would be places like Northern, USD, SDSU, places that also have American Indian Studies programs. So we're really excited. It's our first grant from the Mellon Foundation. They're kind of a tough foundation to get a grant from. So we felt like that was a real achievement to be able to kind of tap into them and get such a substantial amount of funding.
And also, as we hear from Lori Nichols, the president of BHSU over in Spearfish, BH has also received a STEM grant from the Department of Energy, STEM with science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And this one sounds pretty important as well.
Yeah, this was a great grant too. Also, I would say our first Department of Energy grant that has come solely to BH. So we're doing a couple of firsts this year with funding, so that's pretty exciting. This is a Department of Energy award. It was $1.1 million. The name of the grant program is Renew, and it's really all about educating future workers for the energy workforce. So it's about, you know, preparing undergraduate students with strong degrees in things like physics and chemistry and other science-oriented degrees. It's a collaborative grant between BH, the University of Michigan, and Benedictine University. And we're one of the three recipients. Our actual portion of this grant is $520,000, and that too is over 3 years as well. So as you can imagine, because it is somewhat of a workforce focused grant, our role in this grant will be to recruit students in science and technology fields. They're particularly interested in those from diverse backgrounds, rural students from very rural backgrounds, low-income students, Native American students. We got this grant partly because of our relationship with SURF up in Lead. And, you know, the Sanford Lab is quite a unique component for us. And our Sanford Lab works with the Fermi National Lab out of Chicago. And that really gives us a wonderful, strong position to apply for grants like this. And that did play a huge role. And our students will be involved with the research happening at SURF, too, as part of this grant.
And again, it's our monthly chat with BHSU President Lori Nichols as we continue to talk about some topics there around campus, including the music department getting busy this fall semester. What's coming up for them?
Yeah, there are a lot of concerts, and I did want to mention it because this we're kind of moving into concert season right now. November and December both will have a number of performances, but in November, the Northern Hills Chamber Choral Concert will happen on the 12th, so that's November 12th, and the orchestra concert will be on November 16th, and then the choral concert will be on November 18th, and the band concert on the 19th. So it really all starts November 12th and then the 16th, 18th, and 19th. And you'll hear a different choral or musical group each one of those evenings. I think I'm right in saying they all start about 7 o'clock in the evening, and they're pretty much all in Meyer Hall in our performance concert hall. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to mention in December, because this is so popular in the community, we will be having our Madrigal Dinner, and that is our BHSU Chamber Singers. Always put that on each year. The dates this year are November 30th, December 1, and December 2. It's just a very fun evening. It's a full dinner, and it's served kind of in the old English Madrigal kind of style. And then the singers put on a concert throughout the whole dinner and really have some beautiful music as you're eating. So that's fun, and if you want to kind of get in the spirit of Christmas, it's always a wonderful way to start. We do have a December concert with the jazz band on December 3rd as well. So if you're into jazz, you could take that one in, and that also is at 7 o'clock on the 3rd. So lots of music, and if you're a music fan, I'd say check us out. All of these are on our campus calendar.
And, of course, Black Hills State has those preview days where prospective students get a real site visit there at Black Hills State in Spearfish, see if it's right for them. What is planned for some of those preview days coming up?
We do have several coming up. This is kind of moving into preview day, or, you know, we're into heavy high school recruitment right now. October, November, December are really big months for that. So we have several open house style events coming up. They are held on the main campus here in Spearfish. They're for especially juniors and seniors in high school, but we welcome transfer students as well, and parents and family are welcome to attend. In fact, we encourage parents to come along. We think that's very helpful. We talk a lot about what it's like to be a student at BH, what our campus is like, what our university is like. We share information about admissions and financial aid, scholarships. We give them a campus tour. Some of them will meet with faculty if they know specifically what major they want to be in. We arrange that so that they can learn more about that major. We let them eat in the Hive and have lunch on campus. So it's a fun day, and it's a very full day, but lots and lots of information offered. So our preview dates coming up are October 27th and then November 17th. So we have a couple of those now. And then we do have spring ones too, March 22nd and April 19th. So a few in the next few weeks, and then a few that will be sprinkled throughout the spring as well. And anybody that's interested, I'd say go to bhsu.edu/visit, V-I-S-I-T, and you can read all about it, and also you can sign up to attend.
Thanks to Lori Nichols there at Black Hills State. She's the president and catching us up on all aspects of the university. Thanks again, Lori, and we'll try to catch up with you again coming up in November.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me, Cody.